listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when there will be no more tears. I'm going to read you from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. When we read that, it's almost more than we can take in. The promise is big, but it's simple. It's easy to understand, but hard to receive. There will be a day when we are united with our Lord in heaven, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Now, in Revelation 21, verse 4, it says every tear for good reason, because we shed many tears for many different reasons. Think of some of the tears shed in the Bible. There are the tears of bereaved love, such as Mary and Martha over the death of their brother Lazarus in John chapter 11. There were the tears of the widow of Nain when her son died and was carried to the grave for burial. That's in Luke chapter 7. Perhaps you've cried when someone you love passed from this world to the next. But one day in heaven, no more tears. There are also tears of sympathy and mercy, such as the tears Jeremiah and Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Knowing the impending judgment coming upon the holy city, neither Jesus nor Jeremiah could help but to weep. Though the city more than deserved its due in judgment, they did not rejoice in that coming judgment. It's likely that your own face has been stained with tears of sympathy and mercy over the suffering of someone you love, but one day in heaven, no more tears. There are many other kinds of tears. There's tears of persecuted innocence shed when the righteous suffer. That's in Job 31, verse 31. There's tears of fear and uncertainty mentioned in Psalm 6, verse 6. There's tears of contrition and penitence for our sin against the majesty of heaven. That's in Psalm 39, verses 11 through 13. There are the tears of disappointment and neglect in Psalm 42, verse 3. You've probably wept many of these every tears. One day in heaven, no more tears. Whatever tears roll down the cheeks of mortal men and women in heaven, they will be dried forever. Now, please understand, it's not that our tears are all bad. God remembers them and cherishes them. In Psalm 56, verse 8, David prayed, "You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" Now, perhaps some of us have bigger bottles in heaven than others have, but God saves our tears. Perhaps when we get to heaven, we can look at the bottle and remember those days are no more forever. That wonderful promise of Revelation 21:4 is this: the former things have passed away. You see, the glory of heaven is, at least in part, distinguished by what it does not have. No tears, no sorrow, no death, no pain. This is a case where less is certainly more. We come into this earth with a cry, and we leave it with a weak, feeble groan. And in between that cry of the newborn and the weak, feeble groan of the man or woman on their deathbed, in between, there is a lot of helpless waiting. But the hallelujahs of heaven will drown out the voices of sorrow forever. Friend, whatever pain you are going through, remember, this too shall pass. If you are in Jesus, trusting in His goodness and His work on the cross for you, this, right now in this world, this is the worst it will ever be. Now, tragically, for those who reject Jesus and try to make their own way before God, this life, even with all its tears, this is the best that it will ever be. Make sure that there are no more tears in your long-term future.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.